All right, Dave. 1-2. Second place tonight. He had a good battle there with Dave for a while. He finally got underneath him. Maybe a 75-lap race. Maybe he had something for Sean. Do you think maybe definitely Sean had the class out of the field tonight?
Sean had a good car. He got out front early. I mean, left traffic kind of was tough on me. I was working gruel over pretty good, but I didn't want to move him out of the way. Just wait for him to make a mistake, and he did. And if probably 10 more laps, I think that race would have been a different story. I mean, I was running Sean down pretty quick. Just ran out of time.
Must be great to have a good top five run and not be involved in any of the accidents people have been getting involved with here all the month of August.
Yeah, I mean, usually every week we've been coming in with a wrecked race car, and it kind of sucks. So this week we got something to work with for Classic. Car's really good, and got to thank the guys, Steve, Roger, Brandon, my father, Joey, Dalton, Bob who does my tires, my sisters, my girlfriend Shauna. I mean, I got to thank everybody for really helping us out. I mean, it's a lot of work for a lot of these guys come down here week in, week out, and I mean, I feel bad for their wives not spending time for me fixing the car every week, so got to thank them.
Looking ahead 2 weeks from now, any kind of prediction what the pole time would be? Not necessarily yours, and maybe you are saying what yours is going to be.
I think right now, Bobby Bond, I think Bondi will run maybe a 16-1, I think. He's class of the field right now, and Davey will be there. You never know what Brian will pull out. Brian will be up there, too. So I think all new Hawk cars should time trial towards the front.
What about you?
I'm hoping maybe around 5th or 6th. I mean, I've time trialed in the top 10 the past 2 years, so I'm hoping maybe this time, maybe the top 5, hopefully. You never know.